Hey, babe, you're gonna be a dad.
And you're gonna be a mom.
What?
Hi, guys. I'm Angela Lanter.
And I'm Matt Lanter.
So my husband, Matt, you might recognize him from your TV screen. He's an actor.
Yeah, and my smoking hot wife sitting next to me, you might recognize her off your computer screen. She's a blogger.
Come along and experience this journey with us as we prepare to have our first kid.
Yeah, to the dudes out there, this is scary stuff. Unprecedented territory. I need your support.
And the moms. I mean, there's so much going on with our bodies and we're experiencing so many crazy things. So I'm going to tell you like it is.
That's true. Well, we originally didn't even intend to release this podcast. We just wanted to look back at it and have it as sort of like an audio yearbook. But the more we thought about it, we thought, why not share this with the world?
Hopefully y'all can learn with us.
Laugh with us.
Or maybe reminisce about your own pregnancy. Either way, sit back, relax, and join us on Hello Bump.
Wow, what an intro. I will tell you what.
You act like you haven't heard it before.
That was a beautiful thing.
I mean, you've heard it a lot.
Hey guys, welcome back to Hello Bump Podcast. I'm your co-host and baby daddy, Matt Lanter.
And I'm the other co-host and baby mama, Angela Lanter.
And you have tuned in to episode number 14. We're covering week number what, Angela?
19.
19 of our pregnancy.
19 weeks, yo. We're almost halfway there.
Is it 30? Wait, 38 weeks? 39 weeks?
No, 40.
40 weeks.
So at 20 weeks. Okay, so it's really, I can see why you're confused.
Isn't it 39 weeks?
Okay, so it's 40 weeks from the day of your last menstrual period. Of the first day of your last menstrual period. Or 38 weeks from the day that you ovulated, which would be conception.
That's, all that stuff still really confuses me. So we'll just say we're halfway.
Do you want me to just like write it down for you?
Like you to draw a Venn diagram. I don't even know what a Venn diagram is.
I've never
is.
Heard that before in my life. What are you talking about?
Can you just draw a pie chart for me?
Okay, yeah, I know what that is.
I'm just going to start spitting chart
But
names.
We're not halfway there yet. We have one more week and then we're halfway there.
Okay, well, I'll trust you.
All right, so let's kick off the week by talking the episode about how we kicked off this week. And we kicked off the week by taking a little trip to Babies R Us.
It's kind of our first one.
Yeah.
Our first like.
That totally sounded like an ad or a plug. It totally isn't. So it wasn't like it was planned for us to go there or anything like that. We were actually going to Hobby Lobby and Babies R Us happened to be in the same parking lot. It was actually Toys R Us, which it was that weird combo of like Toys R Us meets Babies R Us.
It wasn't a good one.
I was so underwhelmed. Were you?
Well, it's kind of a gross Babies R Us anyway.
But it's Toys R Us, really. I mean, and then you get
they had a baby section.
You get like four aisles of baby stuff. And I felt like it didn't give us a really good selection. I just wanted to go in and get an idea of like what we were in for.
If you guys want to chime in here, I don't know what it's like in your area, but I feel like our Babies R Us is, I just remember Toys R Us being this huge, clean, gleaming place of amazing toys. In the one that we went in, it's just sort of gross. I feel like the floor is like coming up. It's yellow. Like the lighting is just stale. It just is a weird old feeling. Is yours like that? Because this one kind of was. And it was just a bummer.
Well, I had high expectations because back home in Ohio, our Babies R Us is in North Canton on the Strip. And it's like not a standalone, but it's its own store. It's not combined with Toys R Us. And it's massive. It's like everything that you could possibly need for a baby.
You know what? Now that you say that, I feel like I remember going in there for some reason
probably for
a few
your sister.
Years ago. Yeah, and I remember it being nice.
It's right next to like the bookstore.
I think we just have an old crappy one. Let's be serious.
Yeah, and it was just, I don't know. I left. All right, Kermit.
Little afternoon coffee.
I went in with expectations of like falling in love with some stuff and getting ideas to like start a baby registry because that's around the corner. I mean, we're already like full on getting harassed isn't the right word, but getting questioned about baby shower stuff because we have to plan a trip back to Ohio because our family wants to throw us a baby shower there. And rightly so, we had an Ohio bridal shower. And then also we are going to end up having a LA shower, which I don't really know anything about that at this point, except for I know a couple of my girlfriends want to get together and do one. But the Ohio baby shower is like fully underway. And my mom, you know, she asked me, well, I want to put together invitations, but you got to register. And so I wanted to go into Babies R Us just to kind of get a feel for like
what's out there,
what it is that I even want to register for, because it has a lot to do with you, but more so with me because of, you know, I have my blog and my YouTube and everything like that. Brands send us so much stuff and we're already starting to see baby things trickle in. So it's hard to know what to register for because we don't really know what it is that, you know, different brands are going to send us. For instance, I think a couple weeks ago, I mentioned that Little Me sent us some baby clothes, which we were really excited about. And then just this week, Honest Co. sent us like a pretty awesome box of stuff.
Huge box.
Which, I mean, I was really excited about because that was the first diapers.
It was awesome and a little scary because it was just kind of another big step in baby stuff. You know what? I think we need to dedicate an entire episode coming up here just to baby gear.
Yeah.
Maybe a special episode because there's so much to talk about.
Like the products that we've received and actually gotten to handle
over the next few weeks. See the
quality. Yeah, for sure. For sure. We could do that. Maybe that makes more sense as we get a little bit closer to due date because I feel like more and more brands are going to come forward.
Maybe. But I think that you also took me into Babies R Us to kind of prime me to see what I'm about to be dealing with. And we sort of have checked out the baby section when we were in Target a few weeks ago. And that's where I got like weirdly stared down by the woman breastfeeding. Like I was intruding on her breastfeeding time and she was in the crib aisle.
It was, yeah.
I'm just trying to look at a crib, not your boob.
Yeah, that was an uncomfortable situation because it was, I don't know about your Target, but the Target that we went to that night had a aisle and it was all the baby furniture that was set up so that you could see what you wanted to buy. And there was a rocking chair and like rocking chairs and baby cribs and everything. And this woman just decided to sit down in the middle of the crib aisle to nurse, which, you know, fine. That's totally fine. If that's, you know, whatever. But Matt and I were shopping and she was just like staring us down. Like we had no business shopping and we're like, well.
Yeah, but I kept passing and I went through the aisle a couple of times because
we were looking for something in particular.
We specifically were, I think, starting to look at a crib just to see what they were.
No, we were looking at blankets.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the baby blankets.
But it was near. And she like stared me down like three times. I was like, what do you want?
You're there with your pregnant wife. It's not like you're some pervert by yourself.
I don't know if she... Yeah, she probably did. I don't know. I think she just didn't like it that I was intruding her time on her time.
I mean, like, I have an opinion about nursing in public, and I'm not going to go into it here because I feel like there's so many mixed opinions, and I think that breastfeeding is such a like a personal thing and very beautiful thing, and I think that God created our bodies to be able to do this. It's honestly, I think it's a miracle that we can do this. So if you're willing to do it in a public place, then you need to be comfortable with people being around. And that's just how I feel about it. Anyways, moving on. Okay, speaking of the goodies that Baby Lanter has been sent, Mama Lanter has been sent some stuff this week too. I've been sent some maternity clothes.
Well, wait, we didn't even say what Honest Co. sent. I mean, they sent diapers. But they sent like sanitizers.
Everything.
They sent lotions and creams.
If anybody here is listening and they follow me on Insta stories, then they saw the box. Remember I opened it? They sent shampoo, conditioner, lotions, a bib, diapers, wipes, hand sanitizers for us, products that I didn't even know that they created. So I showed a little bit on my Insta stories. The problem is that we don't really have any ability to test the baby products to let people know what we think about them until the baby arrives. So we can talk about all day long what we receive, but we can't give a good idea of what we love yet.
You can throw it on my baby butt, bare smooth skin.
Do you want to put some diaper rash cream on you tonight and diaper you up bedtime?
Why not?
You think you'll like that?
I don't know.
You get pampered.
That's a play on words.
But, so yes, Baby Lanter is already starting to get some good things, which, I mean, I'm really excited about because I kind of feel like it's opening us up to understanding what's available and what products are out there and what we should be looking at. But as I said, Mama Lanter is getting stuff too. I got, three big boxes of maternity clothes this week, which was pretty exciting. for me because...
What'd you get?
Okay, so...
What'd you get?
Pink Blush sent me a box of clothes, which I showed on Insta Stories. Ingrid and Isabel sent me a big box of clothes, also showed on Insta Stories. I've actually been posting pictures wearing the Ingrid and Isabel. And the reason they reached out to me is because I already wore their Bella Band and their leggings. Those were some the first two maternity clothing purchases I made. I talked about those on my social media, my blog. They found out about me, reached out, sent me a box of clothes, and also Seraphine Maternity. I'm really excited about all three of those because all three of them, the quality has been awesome. So that's just really exciting for me to be able to start checking out maternity clothes because I just have no idea what's even out there. This week, I also got my maternity undies in. I talked about that last week.
Are those on Insta Stories as well?
At this point, by the time that people actually hear this podcast, I'm sure I would have already have talked about them on my blog, but I did some research. I posted on Facebook. I think I talked about this last week. I asked on Facebook, hey, fella mamas, pregnant mamas, what do you guys do about maternity underwear? And the overwhelming consensus was that a lot of these women wore their regular underwear all the way through. And here I am, a prime 19 weeks pregnant, and I need maternity underwear.
Well, look, I'm glad that you got this because I think last time you were complaining about having these things create marks and cutting off your circulation. And clearly,
that's you're the one who got really upset by it because you would see me.
Well, let's just define really upset. It's not like I was throwing things around like freaking Tasmanian devil. I think I just said like, hey, why don't you get some new stuff? Maybe that was kind of my version of it. Angela likes to exaggerate. If you like when I say something to her, she's like, why are you yelling at me? I literally haven't raised my voice.
You do the same thing to me, though. You do the exact same thing. It doesn't matter because you've probably at this point said at least 5 to 10 times when I'm getting ready for bed at night and I take my bra off or I'm getting in the shower or whatever, you catch a glimpse of me that it is time for me to do something because my underwear and my bras are just way too tight. So got the underwear in, bought 3 different brands. I don't even know what brands they are because I got them on Amazon. One brand I know for sure was Gift Pocket. Never heard of this brand before, ever, 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 but did some research online on pregnancy blog post about underwear, found out about this particular brand, bought a 3 or 5 pack of undies. Best decision that I've made. Like, best decision.
Because they crisscross in the front.
They crisscross in the front. They don't...
Crisscross. Wait, what is it?
I was never a crisscross fan, so I don't know.
Oh, I loved crisscross.
But they don't ride up your butt.
Oh, it's going to make you jump.
Oh, well, I know that song, yeah. But these are great because they crisscross in the front, so they allow for your belly to move, grow, yeah. You know? But they don't ride up your butt.
That's great.
No wedgie, y'all.
No buttage, uppage.
No wedgie. That is the most important thing to me. You don't even know.
Maybe they're called no wedgies.
They're called Gift Pocket.
Honestly, I should make an underwear brand called No Wedgies and just make sure that's like the prime focus of this underwear.
Do men have that problem?
I mean...
Like, do boxers ride up and give you wedgies ever?
Not really, no. I don't really seem to have a wedgie problem that much. I don't know why. It's because I wear boxers.
Yeah,
I guess.
But you don't wear tighty whities.
I don't wear tighty whities.
Do those? I mean, like, I don't even think you own a pair. But like back in the day when you had them growing up, did they ride up your butt?
I don't remember.
Because I feel like a lot of women's underwear do.
I've been wearing boxers since I was a young teenager. I wear boxer briefs. They don't really do it.
I'm asking because whenever I wear boy short underwear, I feel like they ride up my butt and I can't stand them.
I don't know.
That's crazy. Sticking on the topic of maternity clothes, I started doing Instagram try-ons this week on my Insta stories. People have been responding. They love it. So
basically all the stuff that we're talking about, if you want to see it, sounds like at Angela Lanter is the place to go on Instagram.
Well, I know because you hear me in the closet talking to myself. That's what I'm doing.
I have no idea what you're doing. I know. I just figure it's your daily routine of... You talk to yourself about everything.
I do talk to myself a lot. I actually have caught you talking to yourself now. I think I've rubbed off on you about that.
You're like your own best friend.
But I do. I've been doing Instagram try-ons where I just basically get on Insta stories and show show y'all exactly what it looks like, because I feel like a photo doesn't do clothes justice sometimes. Like for you.
You have to move in them.
Yeah, but like for you, when you buy something, how much more helpful would that be if you could see somebody actually like doing real life things and showing you like aspects of like the shorts and like talk about how soft they are? And wouldn't that like help you so much make a decision?
Yeah, for sure. You know what? That's another great idea. It's a, like to create moving when you go to a website.
Well, some websites have that, but nobody really talks about it.
It really should just be a GIF. Well, you can't trust a website.
That's why people like what I'm doing, because I'm completely unbiased. I'm not getting paid to do this.
You can't trust Adidas to quote themselves talking about how great their clothes are. That's why people go and watch YouTubers.
Yeah, it's true.
Because they're honest reviews.
It's true. So we actually, in addition to looking at baby products this week at Babies R Us, we started actually looking online too, just to kind of get a little bit of an idea of.
It's so exhausting.
What do we need?
I'm so overwhelmed by all of the different strollers and accessories.
Well, and then the problem is that everybody you talk to has a different opinion about what is best.
Right. So I think what you do is you just take, you know, you try to get some opinions. You try to get like the 10 best rated ones, which I don't trust those either, because I feel like these brands probably pay these websites to put together a list of top 5 strollers. But if you can find one that you think is a good, like an actual real top 5 article or whatever, top 10, get those, ask people's opinions. And if you have recurring names come up, then go for those.
Well, speaking of strollers, Melissa, I actually reached out to her and I reached out to my girlfriend, Julie Solomon, and asked what strollers they recommended. Melissa said, when you are looking at infant strollers, to look at strollers with the big wheels, because I don't know about wherever you guys are, but here in LA,
if you like to go off-roading with your baby, that's the one to get.
No, but in LA, the sidewalks are a mess a lot of times. And so she said that she's had situations with Olivia where she would be pushing the stroller, and had she not had the big wheels, the stroller would have tipped. So that was really good feedback, and that helped me just keep that in perspective about one particular thing I need to be looking for. Another thing that we started looking for this week, not really looking for, but talking about, is buying a new car.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea where to even begin with that.
Well, here's the thing. We are sort of in a fortunate position because we have a car that we lease, this one particular car, and we're kind of in a fortunate position because our lease is up in November.
Right.
And it kind of is just like a perfect timing to work out.
Right. However, we want to start shopping earlier because you go back to work in November.
You already talked about this, I think, on the last one, or with Justin Melissa or something like that, about not wanting a minivan.
Yeah, probably. I've probably said that every single episode for us.
Maybe.
As strong as I feel about that.
So we need to start thinking about that. We really,
because we want a smaller SUV.
And once I go back to work, things are going to be harder to accomplish as far as like getting stuff done and prepared. So we're really trying to, over these next few months, get some stuff prepared. And that's a big one for us. We need to go switch our car.
We also want to have two different car seat stroller configurations, because we want a car seat that's set up in your truck and one set up in my car.
Mm-hmm. One for the bed of the truck.
Yeah, exactly.
The baby's gonna love that.
You are ridiculous. But I also would like to have a different stroller already ready in both cars, ready to go, because
that would make it a lot easier.
It would just make it really easy, especially like, for instance, what if we go to set one day and you take the baby but didn't take a stroller. Like the stroller was in my SUV or whatever. If we have one in both cars, we never have to worry about it. The same thing with the...
Why would I take the baby to set by myself?
I have no idea. I'm just throwing...
Like, what is that baby going to do?
Maybe not to set. Maybe...
I'm going
to
have Flynn watch the baby.
No, hear about this. Think about this. What if I am out shopping for the day and you're home with the baby and you go to want to take her for a walk? But I left with the stroller.
Well, it's a good idea. We should have multiple.
It's just a good idea, in my opinion. So also we want the type of stroller that kind of grows with the baby. Speaking of growing with the baby, another thing we've been looking at this week is baby furniture, nursery furniture.
Mm-hmm, we have.
little overwhelming.
Well, not really. In my opinion,
that's because you think you know what you want.
No. In my opinion, it's a little bit more simple because really, there's only like three pieces of furniture you get with a baby. You get a crib, right? You get maybe a chest of drawers. Those chest of drawers we've been seeing have a little changing table on top.
You can get like that lip thing.
Yeah, it's usually part of it. It's usually built in.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your crib.
Well, it's removable. That's like the new thing right now.
Okay, but I'm saying that's one piece.
Yeah.
Your crib.
Yeah.
And...
a glider.
And a glider, but that's not even...
we need a glider.
Well, we have some gliders in our house that we previously have purchased that we really like a lot. So if we don't go with that exact one in that color or whatever, maybe a different color. But if we don't, we kind of know what we want. So that should be easier. And then a rug and some curtains.
I haven't even said this to you, but I've been thinking about, like, should our glider also be a recliner so that if, for instance, it's a really fussy night and the baby...
do they make glider recliners?
I don't know. I just am kind of like thinking this out loud right now.
It's not a bad idea.
I think that they do.
That way...
yeah, Mama used to have a recliner and it would rock.
I mean, if you wanted to go in there and like breastfeed and just snooze while you're... you know what I mean?
Well, I was thinking like if she had a super fussy night and...
right. One of us wanted to be in there.
Yeah, one of us just wanted to stay in the nursery. I don't know. It's just an idea. Just tossing that out there. But we did find one particular bedroom suit that we really like at Restoration. Not sure if that's the direction we're going to go because we haven't seen it in person. We just saw it online. So I don't even want to say which one it is because it might change.
Yep.
But what drew us to it, and this isn't giving anything away because I think the majority of their cribs are now convertible. And I think that that's a really cool thing because the cribs convert into a toddler bed. And all of their beds do that.
Why are you keeping this Restoration a secret?
Which one I want?
Yeah.
I just don't know if I'm going to change my... I mean, I can say it. We're looking at the Balina set.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want to say that and then next week go, just kidding. We got... because we don't like it.
You don't want to be a liar.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Well, the Balina comes in two different colors. Haven't seen them in person. So like, what if I go and I hate the antique white?
True. You know what, girl? Leave some mystery in there.
You already had me put my stuff out on Front Street. There is no mystery. But I do want to say...
you didn't say what color.
That's true. I do want to say that I want to wallpaper one wall, which your mom actually...
now, a long time ago, you wanted to do one wall in that classic Beverly Hills Hotel banana leaf paper.
Love it.
You loved it. And then one of our friends, you saw they had it too, and you really liked it. But that was like a year and a half ago. Where do you stand on that now? Is that what you want, that big banana leaf print?
I don't. And I don't want it because I feel like it's a little bit too green for a little girl's nursery. I just want very neutral in there. I just want it to be peaceful. Like you walk in and everything's neutral and soft. And it's a very busy, busy, busy pattern. And I want something that is... pastel-y, neutral, you know, very light on the eyes, but also very pretty and maybe a little bit whimsical, if that makes sense. So,
you want Alice in Wonderland?
No, I don't. Absolutely don't.
Yeah.
So should we talk a little bit about symptoms this week?
Ah, yes. The weekly symptom chat. Everyone loves hearing about symptoms.
I'm in my second trimester and I'm feeling pretty darn good. I don't have a whole lot to report.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like every week you're either doing headaches or, I mean, like you're not sick.
No, I've not had a headache this week. I've been very good this week.
I was kind of using that as an example, but like, I feel like you've had stuff going on.
I do have to agree with you about the headaches. There was a pocket of time. Let's see, what would that be? Probably weeks 14 through 17, where the headaches were just kicking my butt. And it's so funny to me because I think it was Suzanne who said to me that she had really bad headaches between weeks 15 and 20. And it's funny how that, and I think that my girlfriend Jessie said the same thing. I think that it maybe there's like a hormonal surge there that we don't know about that's just causing the headaches, you know? But this week I felt really, really good. I've not had any headaches, no complaints there. What I have had is some terrible round ligament pain. Some really bad round ligament pain.
Yeah, you've been complaining a lot about that.
And
it's always on your right side.
It's always my right side. And unfortunately, it's turned into something a little bit more than just round ligament pain because mine, when I start on the side, it wraps around to my lower back and then shoots down my butt, which sounds like sciatica to me if I'm going to self-diagnose. But it's painful. And then I feel like I have no choice but to get off my feet and you know, just mm-hmm. prop my feet up. But then I feel worthless. Like I can't get anything done. It's driving me nuts.
Well, how do you cure this stuff? Stretching? Yoga? So, have you started your yoga routines, Angela?
I haven't started doing daily yoga, but what I have started doing is nightly.
Daily yoga? You hadn't started weekly yoga or monthly yoga.
I feel like you're being really mean to me right now, and I think you need to go stand in the corner.
Well, that's not going to do very good for picking up on the microphone. I'll just tell you that.
I'll just sit here and talk to myself. I mean, you just told everybody that all I do is talk to myself anyway, so what's it matter?
Okay.
I have not started doing daily yoga.
Even though the doctors recommended it.
Keep your judgment to yourself, okay. Judgy. But what I have started doing is nightly stretches this week. And you were laughing the other night because you came in and I had my yoga mat across the bedroom floor and I was totally like butt naked.
It's kind of hot. Kind of funny. I'm not sure which way to like go with it.
In those moments, I'm in so much agony though that there's nothing. I'm not exuding any sexuality at all.
You don't have to exude sexuality if you're naked. Most of the time, I feel like it's sexual. I mean, that's kind of how guys work, you know.
I guess so.
So she's got this exercise ball. You know, those like bouncy big exercise balls.
Yep.
And she kind of like will lay it's her.
Which somebody called it the other day, my labor ball. And I'm like, it's definitely not a labor ball. It's an exercise ball. I've had that thing forever.
Maybe people use it to try to get themselves in labor.
I'm sure.
So she lays her back on it and like stretches it, like arches her back across the ball.
But you have to hold the ball because I'm afraid I'm going to fall.
Yeah, you've had me hold the thing a few times. But she's butt naked. It's kind of awesome.
But what I do is I lay on my back and I put my legs at a 90 degree angle. I saw this on YouTube. Put them on top of the ball, rest it, and then keep my arms to my side and keep my back stationary. And then slowly rock from one side to another, dropping my knees, using the ball from one side to the other. And as I'm doing it, I stretch my body in the opposite direction of my knees. And that really, really stretches out my sides. It really feels good. And wow. And I'm trying to think of the names of the yoga poses that I've been doing, but the one that I've been doing actually kind of startles you, where I pull my leg up like over my stomach and like do, it looks like I'm doing like a full on split, but I'm laying on my stomach.
Oh, it's disturbing.
But I'm not actually putting any pressure on my stomach at all. It's just stretching out my hip flexors. It's actually a prenatal yoga stretch. I watched a prenatal yoga video on how to stretch out your sides. Hmm. But you've walked in a couple times while I'm doing it, and I could tell that you were like having a moment of a little bit of panic of, what are you doing right now to my kid?
Yeah, that's true.
And then I've also been doing the what's it called when you're on your hands, when you're on your knees, and you're like at the 90 degree angle, but you're also on your hands, and then you arch your back up to really stretch. Is that the cat's pose where you're stretching your back, arching it, and then releasing, arching and releasing?
I have no idea.
That's a really good back stretch. I've been doing that as well. Also, I've been sitting Indian style and just turning as far as I could to one side and then to the other. So these are just my nightly stretches that I've been doing, and it really seems to help me.
I feel like stretches like that are just good in general.
They are, but they really seem to help me. And then, another brand that was sent to me this week that I totally forgot to mention is Beyond Yoga, because they sent me, the reason I'm telling you guys this is they sent me these yoga pants, and they are a freaking game changer. It's because the pants are made out of like the softest, stretchiest t-shirt material. If I could get these pants for Matt, I would get them for him because they are that soft.
I might wear them.
Mine?
Yeah.
You would steal them from me if you put them on your body. They're that comfortable.
I'll try.
I've worn them every single day this week.
Really?
Yes.
And about time for a wash, huh?
I've washed them in between.
Okay.
I'm not that dirty. Are you kidding me? Be serious. And then on the stomach, they have this... What's the material that like Under Armour is made out of?
Microfiber?
No, like the kind that like your t-shirts are made out of that are super slinky and soft.
Like the stretchy one?
Yeah, the stretchy. What would you call that?
I just feel like it's Under Armour material. Are you talking about like the compression ones?
Like, I feel like...
Well, they have cotton ones called charged cotton.
How about your very, very favorite basketball shorts from Under Armour?
Microfiber.
The really silky feeling ones?
Yeah.
Those are microfiber?
Yeah, I think so. That's what they're called. I think
that you're lying to me. I thought microfiber is what we clean our computer screens with.
Yeah, you're right. They call that a microfiber as well.
So I don't know, but there's a panel that goes all the way across your stomach in that slinky, soft, stretchy material.
Okay. And it's great.
I love it because it doesn't put any pressure on my stomach.
There you go. Perfect.
Because last week, as you mentioned, I popped. Mm-hmm. Can't wear any of my regular jeans anymore without using my Mayband or my Bella Band.
Goes yeah. the belly.
So anyways, these pants, like I can't sing their praises enough because I love them so much. This week, baby is the size of a mango.
Mango.
And Friday, this coming Friday.
Yeah.
We have our 20-week appointment.
Ooh.
Which is our second level ultrasound.
And we've heard that is the shiz. It's the mother of all ultrasounds.
They say it's the highlight of the pregnancy.
The highlight of the pregnancy. The mother of all ultrasounds. The one you can't miss. The one. Okay, I'm done.
I was waiting for you to be done. I was just going to let
it
you
It is
your...
the 20-week ultrasound.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, I just wanted to let you have your moment there because I've been talking a lot. And did you get your moment?
I think so.
Okay. I don't even know what to do with you. This week, I decided to flip my pregnancy pillow around and start sleeping with it the other way.
Facing me or away
facing
from me?
Facing you so that it's open towards you because mm-hmm. you've been complaining about the wall so much that I thought, okay, well, let's put the opening of it mm-hmm. towards you so that I'm still, because mm-hmm. I sleep on my left side towards you anyways.
You didn't used to.
Well, no, this is a pregnancy thing. You're supposed to sleep on your left side.
Oh, okay.
It's better for your uterus and the placenta. So, but I wake up almost every morning on my back anyways, so it doesn't really matter.
With your
matter.
Arms in the air.
I know, but you fix that and then you wake me up.
It's so weird. I don't know why you keep putting your arms up above your head.
I don't know.
The weirdest thing, what are you doing?
Why do my arms not fall asleep?
I feel like that's one of those like dream analysis. We need like a sleep position analysis person to tell us why the heck do you put your arms up in the middle of the night?
I don't know why I do it. I can't understand that about myself. Well, my chiropractor said it's a subconscious thing that your body is telling you that your neck and your shoulders are actually tight. And so you're looking for relief in your sleep by putting your arms over your head.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's accurate. Okay. Speaking of nighttime, been taking nightly magnesium, which is my natural calm. Didn't take that my first trimester because my bowels were so off.
We've kind of been doing this thing since
January.
April.
We started it in January. Yeah, because we went to...
No, I really remember starting this in like around March.
Do you want me to tell you exactly what happened?
In Atlanta.
I'll tell you exactly when we started. For New Year's, we were with our friends and Amy Havens was there, who's another blogger that I know, Dallas Wardrobe. She was pregnant at the time. Showed us Natural Calm and I was like, what is that?
Oh.
And then I went and got it from Whole Foods, and we've been taking it ever since.
So you can get this at Whole Foods. It comes in...
Or Amazon, anywhere, really.
A couple of different flavors, and it's just powder that you mix in. And supposedly, like literally every article you read, it's nothing but positives. It, like you said, helps regulate your bowels for people that have that issue.
Me.
It gives you... Well, there's stuff that it has with calcium or without. So you can get your calcium. Magnesium is just a great... mineral for your body. Mm-hmm. If you look up all the benefits of magnesium, you'll find that your body needs it. And sometimes you don't get enough. Our chiropractors told us to take it. Our doctor has told us to take it.
My gyno.
There is a sleep version of it that I take a lot of times at night.
Has a little bit of melatonin in there.
Yes.
There's a bath version. There's a lotion version. We have all of them.
It's just a great way to get calcium or magnesium. So,
and it's so important for you. And we just don't get enough anymore because we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables anymore in our diets.
Right. So go check it out.
Also went back on my daily biotin. I've been on biotin since high school. I really just weeded out every single supplement in the first trimester because everything seemed to make me sick. So now I'm back on that. I'm back on my Aveeno baths for my dry, itchy skin. And then I also started using oils on my stomach to prevent stretch marks. Bought myself some bio oil. Everything I read rated this as the number one best oil for stretch marks. So I bought myself some off of Amazon. But in the Honest box, they also sent some Belly Balm, which is lavender scented. It smells fantastic. So I'm going to have to give that a try. I'll let you guys know which one I like better. Maybe I'll just do a combination of both and switch it on and off. I'm not really sure. But to date, I don't have any stretch marks. And hopefully I don't, because my mom never got stretch marks. But I'm going to do my best to try and prevent them, you know. This week, not really a symptom, but a bonus. This week, we actually got to see her kick on the outside of my stomach for the first time. That was pretty crazy.
Pretty nuts.
I was just sitting in our glider, actually, in our family room, and I had you come over. I'm like, look at this. And she kicked on my lower left.
It's very hard to see.
Yeah.
It's very faint still. But and when you're looking down, you can see it better.
Probably.
Like if you're looking just at your stomach.
It's all about the angle.
Yeah, exactly. But that's pretty special. I feel like these are all huge milestones, even though maybe they're not. People don't really...
Well, they are for us. We've never done this before.
I just feel like people don't say, oh, the first time that you see a little, you know, kick vibration, you know, but yeah, it's all huge stuff for us. And it's so exciting because, you know, it's just, she's getting bigger. She's getting stronger.
She's active. She's so active. She's so active that this week I started feeling pressure on both my vag area and on my rectum when she kicks, as if she's doing like a stretch out. Like I'll feel a kick in my stomach, but at the same time, I'll also feel like pressure either in my vagina or in my like colon area.
So it's like, oh, gotta poop. Nope, never mind. Oh, I gotta poop.
It's not even like
never mind.
It's not like a poop sensation. It's just a, oh,
oh, I gotta poop.
What was that?
I gotta poop.
You breaking out the Mickey again?
That was almost Mickey, but I feel like maybe it was a more like, I picture Mary Poppins saying that. I've got to poop.
I can't imagine that word coming out of her mouth. That's too dirty for her. That's way too dirty for her. But yeah, that's been the most recent changes with the baby. That's really week 19 in a nutshell. You have anything you'd like to add, Mr. Lanter?
Not too much, you know, all throughout the conversation, I just add my nonsense and a couple of stupid dad joke jabs here and there, and
you move on with your merry way.
That's kind of my contribution. What are you doing, reading a novel over there?
I was just flipping my page. You know I like to take notes. I'm a note taker.
You take notes about what we're talking about as you're reading your notes?
I like to mark things off, yeah, so I can reference it the next week.
Okay.
Didn't you just get on me about this last episode, asking me what I was writing while we were recording?
Maybe. I'm always very curious. You're right. Well, let's close out this show. Episode 14. Thanks for tuning in.
And next week when we talk to you about the recap of week 20, we will have an update because we will have seen little Miss Lanter at her second level ultrasound.
Yeah.
Well, pretty exciting.
We're going to get to see her.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Yeah.
Okay, so hey, thanks for tuning in and keeping track of this whole thing with us.
Yeah.
It's pretty special for us, and we're so glad you can join us. By the way, go rate and review us. I know
on iTunes.
You can't probably do that because you're probably listening in your car or on the subway.
But as soon as they're done, they can.
Yeah, leave a comment, rate and review us.
Just do it on your computer, y'all, because it's easier than on your iPhone. Every single person has told me that.
Follow Angela at Angela Lanter.
Yes,
sir. On Instagram and Twitter and angelalanter.com. Follow me at Matt Lanter on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
And also, we update stuff on the podcast handle as well, which is Hello Bump Podcast on Instagram and Hello Bump Pod on Twitter.
You know what? I am going to start putting more and more stuff out on the Hello Bump stuff.
That's a good idea.
Stuff, social media, so that you guys can see the different products that are coming in and that we're receiving. And give us some feedback. Let us know if you've tried it and if it worked for you. And if it didn't work for you, let us know it worked for you. Also, we've had questions about, people have been asking where to leave comments after the episodes. How about on the Hello Bump social media? So if you are on Facebook, go to the Hello Bump Facebook page, or Instagram, or Twitter. We have a different handle.
You said this, but last time we talked about it. They should go to your website because you do a recap of the episodes.
Yeah. That works too. Either way.
All right. So that's that. We will see you guys next week.
Yeah, after week 20. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye-bye.